Friendly Geordie's podcast. Such good news from Pakistan.
It's now a first world country.
When do you reckon it'll be by, like, 2300?
I think by 2300, that country... I like that country, but that country's going to shits. I'm just going to say it.
Just like, so never.
Yeah, because like in the short term, they'll do all right. They'll stay povo and do fine. But in the long term, climate change is going to kill them.
Yeah, but as your brother pointed out, who has, I think, never read a book, he said, they'll all die out and then there'll be less people. So it'll be easier to look after them, won't it? It'll balance itself out.
Yeah, true. That's just like a man.
His theory that vegetarians are just as bad as meat eaters, man, because they know plants feel things.
Such a cop out. But you know what? What other country is? It may actually go to shits from climate change if we don't do something. This country that we're sitting in right now.
Yeah, without a doubt. CSIRO predicts that 50% of agriculture will be redundant by 2100.
Which sucks, because we're hoping
that does suck.
Yeah, I mean, not just for, like, in terms of eating food, yes, but, like, that's what we are hoping. We're going to export heaps.
Hey, yeah.
So we're like, yeah, climate change, but then we're gonna sell all the wheat and all fruits to China.
But can we stop selling things that, like, the Babylonians knew how to make?
Yeah, and coal. Yeah. Coal, which the Babylonians were just...
Didn't know about,
yeah,
did they?
Didn't know about. They just kept walking over it.
Yeah, idiots.
It's quite sad that all the stuff that we produce is just... We just work on volume, right? Like, when it comes to coal, how much coal do you want? 400 tons? Done. Give me $2 a ton. That way, I've got $800. Yeah. That, or like, I'll give you fruits, or I'll just send you sheep.
So yeah.
You can fuck
it. I can't believe that.
You can kill it. You can do whatever you want. You'll get pure pedigreed Aussie lamb.
Why is that still causing controversy? I can't believe that that's something that we're talking about now, where we're exporting thousands of sheep, of which thousands die of being scared and malnourished by the time they reach their destination. And we're still going, yeah, but it makes money.
It makes money? Why do you think
and
we
have such
these
dumb arguments of, yeah, well, you eat sheep here, don't you? They're still dead.
Yeah,
well, but it's not a... Well, I'm much cooler with the idea of a sheep wandering through a maze and then going, is there any grain in here? And then straight in the head. Then sitting on a ship and dying of scurvy over 3 months.
They're like, yeah, they're the original convicts, but in reverse, they're going back. Most of them are dying in the process. They don't get any property when they get there.
Yeah. For the crime of having a bit of shit on the end of your fur, that's disgusting.
But it's tasty. And I think, like, Indonesians have this obsession of having fresh meat, which is why they're like, give us the live thing. We'll cut it with, like, a blunt knife so that it tastes better. We don't know how to do it. Like, you don't do it.
What is their excuse for it?
Like,
there's just an entire nation of Jordans, is it? Someone must know how to make sheep.
Yeah.
Make them.
Yeah, they just know how to fuck sheep.
Which is another story for Pakistan for another time. You may as well tell it right now.
Which one was that, the video that came through?
Yeah. Your relative, who will remain nameless, which really narrows it down to about just half of Pakistan. But one of them once sent you a video that said at the top, quote, man, Pakistan is fucked. And then...
And it was just an adolescent boy. Like, he was probably like 12 years old.
Yeah.
From, I don't know how old he was, but judging by his penis, he wasn't that old. It was basically a kid having sex with a donkey.
I know.
And quite explicitly. And he was like...
Dude, I can't believe that to find that in the Western world, you would have to dig deep in the deep web Been on Pakistan, it's just on Facebook.
So what's trending tonight?
So disturbing. I can still see how happy he was about it. That it's so lame that Pakistan's version of a Best and Less magazine is a sheep.
Yeah, bestiality is just a joke.
Yeah.
Because he was laughing the whole time. No sense of guilt or shame whatsoever. These are the same types of people that go in groups to have sex with prostitutes. Like, dude, if you're doing it, at least just do it by yourself. Why do you have to celebrate it with your best friends? Like, yeah, I went first, though. Ah, you got second deep.
I don't understand that. No, I do, actually, because of the book Sex at Dawn. But it still scares me to a great degree that is people's priorities in life. Is to just be like, oh, sloppy seconds. Don't mind if I do. Better than nothing, isn't it?
Yeah. As long as I get to pay $10 less than the one that went before me.
It's really a sign of age, isn't it? Just the more you think about sex, your thought isn't, yeah. It's, why would you do that?
Actually, I've got a question for you, Jordan, before we move on to our first segment. I actually asked just this 6 question. Minutes in. I asked this question to the Dome Kang. A couple of days ago, and the answer, I mean, it didn't shock me, but it felt really bad. I mean, so it's a simple question.
I'm very scared.
Most people on this planet are nice people or bad people?
Nice. Because that is not the Dome King's view, I can assure you.
Dude, the Dome King's view was, like, this is how he responds. He's like, do you really want me to answer that question? I was like, yeah, that's why I asked you, man. He's like, most people are bad people.
And what was his reason?
He's just like, most people are sinners.
Of course. And why did I even ask?
No, but like, it depends on how your life has been. If your life has been similar to the Dome King's life, then yeah, you think everyone's shit. Because your life is kind of shit.
It actually harks back to Einstein's quote of, you have to ask yourself if this universe is a friendly place or a malevolent place. And the Dome King has obviously asked himself that question in great length, which is why he owns 5 whiteboards where he was writing up biblical texts for a year. he's come to the conclusion that according to a book where... Oh, now my girlfriend's ringing me. Hold on a second. Pause.
And
boy, am I
going
to get the third degree when I get home. Well, exactly, that goes into 4 types of personalities in relationships, which we'll be talking about next.
Yeah.
This is just public radio for Australia.
At this point.
Move over ABC. We've got Adib's. Seriously, though, move over ABC. I agree with Andrew Bell. Privatise it. Adib's farmhouse is absolute trash.
Yeah, so Adib...
I'm so excited! Yes. So
Adib is the... Strap yourselves in. He's a famous personality. A man who doesn't know he's famous. Very similar to Yilmaz.
Exactly. He's a really rich Yilmaz. And as a result of being so rich that every one of his whims has ever been tended to, he's basically that giant baby from Spirited Away.
Yeah. And also...
But he's 40 now.
No, and also realize that he's a... Well, he's married now, but he was a virgin... Until he got married at, age 30.
And he wasn't saving himself, was he?
No.
He was socially retarded.
Yeah, so I'll just preface the farmhouse story with another story. So I went to Dubai recently.
Yeah.
And because he's a bowler, he drives around in, a Bentley over there. Now, so he picks me up, and we're just driving. And so he tells me a story that he recently, the day before this happened to him. So he's driving his Bentley, which obviously attracts women in Dubai because it's like the most materialistic place that you could ever imagine.
It's a society of Kim Kardashians.
Oh, my God. I don't know what Kim Kardashian is doing in the U.S. She should live in Dubai.
That's where her soul resides. Hollywood is way too soulful for Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, Dubai is the place for her to be. I had to escape that place literally after a week. I couldn't stay there. So I'm driving around in a Bentley and I'm like, man, Adib, this is mad, dude. You drive around in a Bentley in Dubai. Like, are you getting any puss?
Mm.
So this was his response. So Azeeb goes like, yeah, you know what happened the other day? I was at this, I was at like a restaurant and my car was just parked at the front. And this Spanish girl, she's like, is that your car? And I was like, yeah, it's my car. And then it was like, oh, that's really, really cool. So what do you do? And now, just know that Adib's, like, his first name or his title is Sheikh, which has nothing to do with, like, the kings of Middle East, the sheikhs. He's just, like, that's somehow, like, his name.
What, so it's just like how black boxers give their name, call their kids king?
Yeah, it's, like, it's
just a really trashy name.
Yeah. Imagine if, like, your mom named you Mr. Jordan Shanks, as in like Mr. is part of you. So it's similar. He's like, so he's got Sheikh in like his name. So
I have an affair with Mr. Minute.
So he tells the Spanish girl, I'm actually royalty.
Yeah.
So
it's a good pickup line.
So the Spanish girl's like, bullshit. Like, just because you've got a Bentley, I'm supposed to believe that you're the king of this country. And he's like,
nah. Is that what he was saying? Yeah, I'm the king of Dubai.
Pretty much. Oh, no, he wasn't saying that. He was saying, I'm the prince of Dubai. Like, the king is my uncle.
So easily Googleable.
So easily. And then the chick was saying, that's bullshit. Like, that's not true. And he's like, nah. He shows her.
Yeah, because she doesn't have an IQ of 50.
Yeah, no, but he shows her his ID and it says Sheikh Adib. And then the girl's like convinced, and then I was like, oh, so what happened? Did you get on with her? And he's like, nah, she said come to my house, but I freaked out, man. I was just like,
what?
Because this was his first relationship, and remember, he is 24 at this point, or maybe 26. No, 27. He's 27 years old when his first relationship happens. And
he's still scared of vajayjays.
He was still scared of vajayjays. But this was because you can tell.
He is that baby from Spirited Away.
Because this was literally his relationship. He met like one of his dad's friends. And she was younger than him. She was like 18, 19. And so I asked
him. When he was 27.
When he was 27. So I asked him, it's like, oh, Matt. He's like, yeah, I've got a girlfriend now. I was like, Adib, that's fucking insane. You've got a girlfriend? He's like, yeah, I've got a girlfriend. I was like, what do you do? Like, do you guys go out on dates? He's like, nah, we don't go out on dates. I was like, wait, what? He's like, I was like, do you meet her? He's like, kind of. He's like, where does she live? He's like, oh, like 4 blocks from my house. I was like, so she's really close by. He's like, so I asked him, it's like, what is your courtship then? And this is his courtship. I kid you not. Every month, he would drive to her house, throw a bundle of cash inside of her house in her front lawn garden, and would text her saying the package is there and drive away. And I was like, "What? Is this a drug dealer? Is this a coach?" She was like, "No. I give her money so that she can buy stuff, man. That's how you keep women happy." Like, that's
holy
that
hell.
Is not the. And then she would just come out and take the cash and buy shit. Fast forward 7 months later, I was like, so are you still going out with her? He's like, nah, she was a gold digger. I broke up. I was like, what? You're the one who set those terms up. You just literally threw a bundle of cash. And without getting anything.
It's so right that his name is Sheikh. He is a king.
So he... Yeah,
he got nothing.
He got nothing.
But then again, money is nothing to him as well. It wasn't really... He wasn't bummed at how much money he spent. Right?
No, and he genuinely thought that's how you get on with women. You just throw a bundle of cash in their backyard and drive away. That'll keep them coming back. And it kind of does, you know, but like in a very, very weird way. So it's a coming back to like his farmhouse story real quick. So one of his new businesses that he just bought up this massive farmhouse.
Right.
In like the outskirts of Karachi. And I guess like he put
it
up.
Is it dangerous there?
No, not really. It's sort of close by. I mean, if you're living in Sydney, then it's kind of like the Blue Mountains.
Ooh, scenic.
Scenic.
Is it scenic or is it just goats and desert?
It's goats and desert.
Yuck.
But like if you can enjoy Goats in Desert.
That's the place to go.
Yeah,
oh my god. It's basically like going on a holiday to Goulburn.
Yeah. It's just like the only thing that you can say about it is like it's away from the hustle and bustle. So
real estate euphemisms.
So he bought up this farmhouse, which if you remember from like a few episodes ago, this was the same place that he kept his cows, which are now dead because he abandoned them for years. So he's like, he just put it
can
up.
Can he stop forgetting to feed animals? I'm not surprised. This man, if he thinks that courting is throwing like 20 grand at a chick every month.
Giving her a salary. For what? For texting. Texting every now and then. He is the most insecure man.
Dude, go on a sex chat line. It is $5 a minute.
Did I tell
you? At least you get to masturbate.
Did I tell you why he broke up his engagement with this other girl? So this other girl was the sister of a very famous Pakistani cricketer. I don't know if I should, like, who cares? Like, his name's Wahab Riaz, but, like, he's, like, a famous fast bowler, and he made, like, Australian cricket fans would know him. But anyways, like, because this guy is famous, he's got, like, a huge Twitter following or some shit. And because his sister is his sister, she has, like, a massive Facebook or, like, Twitter following as well. And Adib has maybe 40 friends.
On Facebook. Right. So basically his account is like something that people try and swindle money off. It's like that many friends.
Yeah. So whenever he would put up a status or something, he would have to call all of his 40 friends to like it. And his fiance was just killing it in social media, right? So he got really insecure, and because he's a dick, he told her to like deactivate her profile because he gave this as an excuse. He's like, because we are Muslim and you're putting up pictures of yourself that is not right, take it off. And the chick was like, no, what? Fuck off. And she's like, I'm not gonna do that. He's like, okay, I'm calling off the engagement. And he called off the engagement.
Religion is always evoked for people that are like petty and insecure in relationships.
Yeah. So he,
but anyway, he's trash farmhouse.
Yeah, he's trash farmhouse. So he gets a farmhouse, and I guess he puts it up on Airbnb, or like I guess Pakistan's version of Airbnb. I don't know like how shit works over there anymore. So like all of his reviews were just horrible, one star, and all of them said the pool was dirty, like really, really dirty. Like it was black. We almost thought it had like it was filled with Coca-Cola.
And knowing Adib, it probably was. Yeah, because he is the man that just has a water cooler filled with Coke in his room.
Because I don't think, I've never seen him drink water. Because he has three things. It's
like
pizza.
That old movie with Tom Hanks where he switches bodies with a 40-year-old. That is his house.
Yeah, he has pizza, chicken tikka, and black lentils. Surprisingly. So these are the only three things that he'll eat.
Can't fault him.
But mostly pizza. And he doesn't have water. I think when he was like 12, he was like, water is overrated. And then he had like a massive cooler in his room filled with like huge bottles of Coca-Cola. So he just like, he gets his water intake from Coke.
I don't know if I'm jealous of this man or not.
No, but
I mean, being socially retarded enough to not have sex until you're 30 years old, that's a setback. But at the same time, like all you can eat chicken tikka.
and you know, okay, this is the last time. So when I met him after ages, now he's 30 years old. So I asked him, dude, are you still having Coke? And he's like, you know what? That was actually not a right move. Because I started gaining weight heaps from it. Because I would have like maybe 8, equivalent to like 10 bottles a day.
So 10 like, bottles.
Well, because he's having his water from Coke. Like he's thirsty. So this was his response. I kid you not. He's like, so I was like, oh, so what? You're not having Coke anymore? You're just having like, you're sticking to water? He's like, no, I just get Diet Coke now.
Oh my god.
This ridiculous man. So
like an 80s fat joke in a movie where like the chick goes like, and a Diet Coke, I'm on a diet.
I'm on a diet.
He doesn't see that as a joke. He saw that movie and was like, good tip.
Yeah. So his farmhouse is like, all of his reviews were one star.
Mm.
The pool is dirty.
Mm.
The air conditioners weren't working.
Mm.
And the
what?
Yeah, and the place was dirty, and he, like, there's one guy that works there, like with his own servant. He works there, and they said, can you like clean up the room? And the servant's like, oh, yeah, yeah, sure, I'll just get my stuff. And he basically just bounced.
What?
Because he's not too happy working at this farmhouse because he wants to be in the hustle bustle. So he
quit.
No, he didn't quit. He just went out. He's just like, yeah, fuck him.
Left.
He just left. He's like, he went out and then he came back like the next day. And he's like, oh, yeah, didn't like the other guy clean it? And he's like, what other guy? So he had just one star reviews. So he calls me and he's just like, man, can you do me a favor? I was like, all right, what, Adib? What's the favor? He's like, can you like leave a good review? On my review. And I go,
and on top of that, how obvious is that? 21 stars and then one person going like, I liked it.
Yeah. No. This is the funny bit is I go on it and like all of them are like one star. One of the guy, and there's a response by him. He's such an idiot. This will tell you how big of an idiot he is. One of the things was, all the air conditioners weren't working. It was hot as hell. Please, please go to this place before booking it. Highly recommend checking it out before you book it. And his response was, but one of the air conditioners was working. And he was like, yeah, but it was like, it was hot air. And he's like, there's no requirement.
It's for Pakistan.
It's fucking Pakistan. And it's like hot as hell. So, and then,
that's amazing. So he had a heater in there.
And he's replying with his own name to these reviews. Smart. The next review is 5-star with his own name that he's using to review people, saying, best place ever, best memories, highly recommend. So I go on his.
Why does money make you mentally handicapped?
I don't know. I think he was handicapped before he had money. He's just always been
right.
Handicapped.
Okay.
So now I'm in this conundrum. I don't want to like lie, but I also do want to give a good review. And I've been to his place. Yes, it's a trash. It's a shithole. No doubt.
You've been there.
Yeah, I've been there. It's a shithole.
So you would honestly give it 1 star.
Yeah, if I was paying for it, I never paid for that shit. I was just happy that he was just like, one time we went there and he had weed for the first time and he threw up. And then once he threw up, and while he was like, oh shit, I threw up, I've got to go. And it was just like a cartoon scene. He walks on top of his own vomit and slips and falls down on his own fucking vomit. Like, so I'd give it 5 stars for that. Like, you know, best memories ever. So I go there and I was just like,
I bet you he's animated. I bet you this man is not 3-dimensional.
He's not. I feel like he's just going to disappear soon. So I gave it a review saying, if you're looking for a hotel-like experience, this is not the place for you. But if you're looking to live a proper, like a, something like, if you want to live proper nature life without the luxuries of the city life, this is the place for you. 5 stars for the experience. I felt at one with nature.
So more or less, you were saying that it was a cave.
Yeah, I just basically just said, like, dude, don't expect anything from this. But, like, if you're into, like, staying hot because you want to be like, I don't want air conditioners anymore, I just want to get out of the city, then, yeah, go to this place.
I like also how he has an extremely disloyal servant. He basically has the real-life Dobby the Elf from Harry Potter.
Yeah, and he imprisons
Yes!
He imprisons, I think.
And he really doesn't want to be imprisoned, but he's magically bound to it.
Yeah, he's magically, no, he's just like, he literally imprisons, he once imprisoned his servant by mistake.
That's, I think I
told you this story. I can't remember what it was for, but something that his servant did that he got pissed off about. So he told his other servants to lock him up in a room. And I think, well, and I was just like, dude, that is, that's so illegal. You have no idea. And it's like, this is literally, like, this is the sort of shit, like, this is from 12 Years of Slave. Like, this is 2015. And so then he's just like, oh, yeah, but, like, you know, something really bad happened after that. I was like, what? It's like, so I told him to put him in the room and lock him up. And then I went out. And I forgot about, like everything. So his
and people were shocked that he didn't feed his dogs.
Yeah, people were shocked. Dude, he can't feed humans. So then he came back two days later. And, like, his other servants were like, sir, that guy's still in the room. Do you want him to, like, take him out now? And he got really freaked out. He was like, yeah, get him out. It's like, and then he comes out. He's like, okay, man, do you want to order some pizza? He buys him Pizza Hut, and that was his version of an apology.
Well, so he didn't even say sorry. He just bought him Pizza Hut.
Yeah, you know, he can't say sorry. He's just like, he just bought him Pizza Hut, and he's like, and you know what the worst part about it was?
You know what, okay, like, I've just got to get this on the record. I am so glad that this man exists.
I am so glad that this man is not in any position of authority.
Me neither.
Yeah,
I'm so happy about that.
Don't you think?
But, like, having said that, the world would be a much worse place if Adib didn't exist.
Dude, you know what I imagine him to be? You know, like, in the 60s, Indonesians culled a million communists?
Mm.
Suharto did. With, by the way, backing of the Western forces. No one talks about that.
Yeah,
it was
you
a
think
genocide.
That your role in that, people that were born in 1989.
Including Australia. But yeah, so they killed like a... And so basically the way they killed a million communists was that they... The government just hired, like, local gangs. And they're like, all right, work for us and be our gang and go and kill these communists.
Right.
I imagine Adib to be the head leader of being assigned to kill all the communists.
Right.
But he'd be...
That is, because he is, isn't he? He's just Pakistani Homer Simpson. And he's in that episode where they started their own visual anti-group.
not the best man ever.
I don't know. It depends on your outlook on life. It's like what Dome King was saying about life.
Dude, he should
be. Is it filled with bad people or good people? And I mean, even the Dome King would have to say that Adib is definitely one of the good ones.
Adib, a man with a moral compass.
Yeah, he let the guy out and bought him pizza.
I think he should be a cartoon. It's basically what Bill Burr said about his new show. What's it called again? F is for Family. He was saying, like, how his dad was kind of crazy and would do really fucked up shit. So he didn't want to do it as like a normal television series because he thought people would be turned off by, like, the parenting techniques. So he's like, he made an animation out of it. He's like, no one gives a fuck about cartoons.
True.
So he now has, like, the dad literally holding... Because, you know, like, Homer Simpson strangling...
Adib is a cartoon.
He should be a cartoon. Or, like, a character for a cartoon.
So if you're drinking nothing but Coke, there is no way that you have a normal digestive system. You have to just be a drawing.
Do you think he'll die at 45 because he's had no water?
I really want to look at that man's teeth.
Well, I don't think you do, mate.
Is it, well, it's just like a Port Jackson shark. Is it just gums?
Yeah, he's always... But, you know, I'll give him that much. His rule of not eating anything or having anything else includes coffee, cigarettes. He doesn't have any of that. So it's not like...
One vice.
Yeah.
So good. 10-year-old's whiskey.
Yeah, so we're going
to... Let's start to embassy in Jerusalem. What's the deal?
All right, so you know how I was saying, like, Adib's a dickhead? Can we not kill people like Adib in Gaza?
That's what we're saying. The world would be a poorer place without them. And right now, hundreds of Adibs are dying a day.
Can we... This is not helping. There, no one's like, yeah, can't... Let them bump... Let's bump them out.
I want to take a poll on it, I reckon. Honestly, put in the Facebook's comment section. If you think that Adib is a king, put up a picture of that Turkish guy that's always in Melbourne and they just put underneath it, Aussie. Ooh. Yeah, mad political statement.
Is that a Turkish guy? I thought that was like an Indian Sikh guy.
Is it?
What's
Whatever,
the point
he had
of
some
that
towel
poster?
On his head.
Do you know what the point of that poster is? Like, what are they trying to sell?
They're just saying, like, everyone's welcome here.
But who is
saying
that?
Even the guys that?
That
shot us in World War One? As a dive back into Year 10's history.
But who is putting these posters? Like, it's not, it can't be like Richard Natale putting them up himself. Just like, come on, campaigning. Well, who is behind this?
Just guys that have those earrings that really misshape the lobe of your ear because it's just that huge circle under it. I can guarantee you that's
what is the
every single one of those
of
posters
that?
Is put up by that guy.
Is that, what is that? Oh, I don't know, man. Like, the thing is, at least 10% of our audience probably has that. He's like, oh, I thought this was mad. Back in the day, this used to be considered a sign of beauty. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, not well, anymore,
why,
bro.
Why do you who do you do you think you're Jennifer Lopez? Why do you want such large earrings?
Are you trying to, like, get people to fuck your ears? What's the point of the...
Yeah, what is the point?
Yeah, I don't know. But that brings us... So, to
Jerusalem.
Oh, to Jerusalem. What is the point of fucking people? So Jerusalem, this is like, Gaza's on fire yet again. It's basically like, yeah, because Trump promised that he was going to move the embassy to Jerusalem. This is a contentious...
Good move.
This is a contentious topic, and it's been a contentious topic for ages because... Like, both parties have a claim on Jerusalem, right? Like, the Israeli Jews and the Palestinians. Or at this point, let's be real, the Israeli Muslims. Like,
right,
Palestine,
right.
It's fiction at this point. So, just being real.
It is kind of like that, isn't it? Like, looking at the map of Israel and Palestine, looking at Palestine is like searching for the lost city of Atlantis. Yeah. It's just in this, like, sea of Israel, just this one dot there. Yeah, behold.
The double.
Yeah.
The double of Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah, is controlled.
Just all the crap bits.
So,
yeah, you've got a zoo.
Yeah, so Trump moved it because it's... So Jerusalem was always... And it was accepted by the Americans that, like, moving the embassy to Jerusalem would basically just side with Israel.
Mm.
So they wanted to keep the embassy away from Jerusalem.
What, to keep it a secret that America sides with Israel?
To maintain... Yeah, actually, you know what? Good point. It was to, like, maintain this bullshit facade that we're neutral.
Yeah, just Trump is not a fan of mincing words.
Yeah, but Trump, dude, I saw is another video of his from the debates. It was the most hilarious thing I've... I can't imagine that. So he's just like... So he was asked about Israel and Palestine, and he was just like... This is the thing. I don't want to take sides. I really, really think that it's important to reach a peace agreement with Israel and Palestine. In fact, it'll be good for Israel and it'll be good for the Arab nations. If I'm the president, I'm going to work really, really hard to make sure that we can settle with, we can come up with a peace agreement. And then he remembered, like, the Jewish lobby supporting his life. But having said that, I am 100% for Israel. I've got to put up that link in, like, the pod. I'm going to put it up in the comment section. Listen to it. It's hilarious. Just like him getting an epiphany that, oh, damn. And he's like, I'm 100% for it. So he moves the embassy to Jerusalem. Because obviously, and there's, it makes political sense for him to do it. Because if you think about it, part of the reason why he did it is because of the SJWs. I'm going to blame it on them.
Really?
Because, you know, the fact that most people hate Trump makes it really hard for him to find allies. So the only people that end up supporting him are, like, you know, the government of Israel and their proxies within America, which are very, very strong. So in order to appease them, he's not going to... There's nothing that he can do that can appease SJWs or all of the swath of Americans that hate him, like the 70%. So he has to side with people that support him. And the people that support him... Yeah, they're kind of fucked, and they want to get their agenda across. So he moves the embassy to Jerusalem.
Right.
And that basically just, like, pisses off Palestinians because they can just see, like, their dream of, like, an independent state being squashed hard. So, yeah, they come
they
out.
Just expect it at this point? Yeah. When have Palestinians had a win?
Man, it's really
sad. When was
the
last time? Maybe, like, in the 20s?
It's extremely, extremely sad because they're just so powerless, but they keep trying and they just get sprayed with bullets every time. At this point, because, like, Netanyahu has just come to the conclusion that he's just like, I think he's like, they've had a meeting and they're like, all right, let's all sit together. We're all nice people. We agree with that. But who agrees with this? Fuck them. Just fuck them. No one gives a shit.
I heard that, like, I think it actually is called the Labour Party there, but they're a left-leaning government. Yeah. So what's Netanyahu's called? The Ass Kickers.
The Ass Kickers. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like the DP something. It doesn't have like the ASCII. Does it, like, you can't tell from the
so
name.
So good if it's just called that DPP, Double Penetrate Palestine. Yeah.
Double penetrate. Yeah. So he's just like, he just
fuck
like
them from both ends.
He just pretty much just kills them because he wants to squash it.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that the quote unquote humanitarian party there, their version of being lenient to the Palestinians. So Netanyahu's is, we'll bomb them and just blow up a few hospitals just to show them who's boss. No reason. Mm. Just because, like, just to show them that we've got weapons. I don't know if they know that yet. And then the Labour Party says it's basically like that thing at The Simpsons where it goes like, I'm afraid I'm going to have to disagree with Moe and Mister. Can't we just do something to his voice box? Essentially what they say is, why don't, instead of us just spraying them with bullets, why don't we just cut off their water for a few days? Just make it so bad that they leave on their own account.
Yeah, dude, he's the one who actually set up that, or like his party were the ones that pour. And you know what? It's not his fault. It's, you know what's happened is that this is the reason why Israel's kind of fucked. Like Trump, Netanyahu just represents a lobby that is pushing for an independent, like, because
so he's not popular.
No, he's popular, but he's popular amongst a certain group of people. So
is it those Jews with the really long hats?
Yes, yeah, the Haredim.
They would love them.
The Haredim. So when Israel was formed, they were actually against the formation of Israel. They felt that they've got this weird thing where they, for religious reasons, they felt that God will usher in the rule of justice, and we shouldn't try to emulate that. So they kind of stayed away from politics, which is why Israel's like secular as hell, or used to be like a democratic, decent secular place. And then recently, what they've done is they've just been like, that was a bad move. Let's try to penetrate politics now. So they've penetrated politics heaps, and these guys are proper fundamentalists. Like, in certain neighborhoods within Israel, it's extremely difficult for seculars to just live. They get egged on, and their life is kind of weird. Like, the men are just supposed to study the Torah all day, all night, and the women are supposed to work and bring in the bread, so that the men can continue studying the Torah. Now, some of them have become more practical and they've penetrated.
Sounds like a lame life.
Yeah, man, these guys are just lame in general. Like, I mean,
yeah, they sound really lame. I've seen that footage as well of like someone walking past and like, you are not a Jew, you are not a Jew.
Yeah, they're legit like proper.
And why is everyone always saying that Palestine is ruled by Hamas? Because they're just ruled by fundamentalists as well,
right?
Gaza, they're basically ruled by like Krusty's dad.
Yeah, he's like, he went back to become the prime minister. So Netanyahu actually is like, gets his powers from that faction of Israel, which makes him kind of fucked. Because I think generally speaking, yeah, he's kind of a hard ass, but he's not crazy. Like, he's not as crazy as his policies. His policies are being dictated by somewhere else, and he's doing it to stay in power.
Mm. It's very troubling. On the plus side, though, he has a very nice voice.
Yeah, he has a very nice voice. And
he has the voice of God. So like if I didn't know anything about politics, I would vote for that man because I would seriously think that he is God's vessel. He could be the second coming of Jesus. He's still handsome.
How? He's handsome, and how, like, soothing is his accent?
It's great.
It's like the best accent anyone could, because his English is fucking great.
Yeah.
And his accent is not American. But it's like, it's just educated man accent. He just looks like a boss.
Yeah.
Because he wears those suits and he's kind of balding, but not really balding, with gray hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I want you to be the CEO of whatever company that I start.
Exactly.
You deserve it more than me.
Yes. Yes. He seems like if he was drinking a whiskey in a bar and someone smashed him over the head with a bottle of Jack, he'd finish the whiskey and then punch the guy in the face.
So he looks like a really cool guy,
and so in general, I've completely switched my support from Palestine to Israel purely on the fact that that guy's like a slightly uglier George Clooney.
Yeah, he is moving Israel towards a proper apartheid state now. I think, yeah, he's just like, you know what he's doing, or what they're doing, the government of Israel? They're just like, yeah, okay, we're the bad guys. Eh, I don't mind being the bad guys. They've stopped the pursuit of being the good guys. So
Margaret Thatcher's move. Yeah, I'm a bitch, so what?
Because John Kerry was trying to explain to them during the Iran negotiations that, okay, you can be two things. you can either have two states where you can have a Jewish state. If you want to have one state, then you can't be a democratic state because these guys are still huge in numbers. They'll vote you out. So, and if you try to keep it as one state and a Jewish state, you're going to have to like stop them from voting, which will make it an apartheid state. So he's like, I think it's in your interest to make it two states so you can live the way you want, or you'll have to just be like a new South Africa. And and their response was like, and the problem is and, so fun times over there.
This is it. If you do any research into Palestine and Israel at all, it just becomes so deplorable, Sam Harris's view on it, that yeah, but if the Israelis didn't have guns and the Palestinians did have guns, they'd be slacker to them than the Israelis are. Yeah, but they don't. Yeah, but this is just a mind experiment.
Come on, think about it.
No!
They didn't have...
Look, can you change the name of your podcast from Waking Up with Sam Harris to Mentally Masturbating with Sam Harris?
And and when did this become a thing? Can someone explain this to me? Back in the day, they used to justify killing people, including Israel or any other country. The way to justify killing your own people is like, they're terrorists, right? Like, that's how you can, like, easily manage to kill someone, or, like, kill without, like, creating a huge ruckus. Now, they don't have guns, and they're not, like, they used to stab, but now the thing is, they kill them, and their justification is like, yeah, but they were throwing stones at us.
Yeah.
Dude, they're throwing stones at you.
Go inside.
So you decide to, like, spray them with, like, your ballistic missiles?
You could get a trash can lid and deflect that.
Just
you don't need a missile defense system for that.
Or just have like one of those Counter-Strike shields.
just
protect yourself, dude. You don't have to kill them. It's like and that's how they also justify killing kids, because they're like, it doesn't matter if it's an older person or a younger person, all of them are throwing stones. Again,
what?
It's stones. But they can be big, and it injured one of our IDF. Yeah, man, like, come on. But, like, you're in that business. Like, you know.
Yeah, you don't become a cop and not expect to, like, have to bust some heads.
And also, you are kind of, like, occupying them. So it makes sense why they'd want to throw stones at you. It used to be rockets from Hamas, and now it's just stones.
Throwing stones in Australia equals going to a magistrate's court, where they will say, if you do this again, you're going to have to do community service. It's not an execution without a trial.
Yeah. It's like, nah, we're hostage now. They just want to take over. They want to take over Jerusalem. Okay, dude, even if they do, how are they going to do it?
Yeah.
Like, just come on. Like, is that, like, kids say play stupid this out. Shit. just try to ignore it. Like, they're not taking over Israel, man. Like, you've got nukes. They don't have bread. Like, it's...
or sewerage. You cut their sewerage off. Maybe that's why they're throwing stones.
Dude, their beach is now filthy. Because I think they're just shitting at the Gaza beach.
Yuck. The Adib's pool of nature. all right, let's move on to the four types of relationship personalities.
Yeah, before we start that, I want to say Jordan and Miss Love have been thinking about this and talking about it heaps. And I think I've come up to this conclusion, because I think you guys are like, you know, how women, when like housewives, when they get together, they just talk about relationships and their boyfriends or their husbands.
Mm.
You guys are like housewives now.
I've never, ever said anything otherwise. I have the soul of one of those 40-year-old housewives. It's like, oh, a wrinkle. Well, I mean, I suppose I could start doing face yoga and aging gracefully, but there also is Botox.
How do you do face yoga? Do you just yawn heaps?
More or less. You blow your face up a bit. I'm pretty sure it doesn't work. Nonetheless, I do it religiously. You're not getting that out of me. I was supposed to be a woman that was in a couple of Vogue shoots when she was in her 20s, married a rich guy who she really doesn't like and also doesn't like her kids, but spends all of her husband's money just going to lunches with her with her other housewives and talking about what antidepressants they're taking. That was supposed to be me. I don't know how we got switched around, but I've got the wrong mind in someone else. And there is definitely some 40-year-old in the North Shore right now just being like, Counter-Strike is really underrated as a role-playing game.
Counter-Strike, World of Warcraft. Dude, can like people get over video games?
No. It's that addictive. Like, there's societies in Asia, because they've completely stamped out any drug activity by, I don't know, if you have like a gram of weed, you could be hanged. So it's going to, you'd think twice about smoking up there.
Yeah, for sure.
So as a result of that, they hand out flyers just going, World of Warcraft ruined my life. And it's true, it does. It's that addictive. It's designed to keep you there for hours on end. I remember going into City Hunter, and there was always some Chinese guy passed out with his using the keyboard as a pillow. It wasn't, and you could tell, actually, it wasn't even a pillow. It was just like, that broke his fall, and thank God. Yeah. And it just drooled all over the thing while, like, the character on the screen is doing that thing where they kind of just twitch in and out of moving.
The keys make it squishy and nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyway, so we've been talking about these heaps because I've been reading a lot of books on relationships. I like it when I go into, and it explains me personally, I like going into things in depth when it comes to self-help, and I'm really glad that this is the new one. Basically, any book now that has a picture of a woman with really big front buck teeth and definitely has a pear-shaped body, looking quite congenial and smiling on the front cover, I've read it. And one of the best ones is Why Him, Why Her by Helen Fisher. They are my soul. 50-year-old women are my soul. She has this idea that there's four different types of chemicals in the brain that alter your personality. So, for instance, serotonin is what they give to people who are... Most antidepressants are serotonin. They give it to people so they feel neither highs nor lows. They just become the MTV generation in their own head. And those people are what she likes to call builders. Now, builders are people that are really family-oriented. They plan life ahead. They're constantly just thinking about goals and plans. That's it. Just their whole life is just this little checkbox. That's what my girlfriend is. Anytime that I'm going there, sitting there, being like, what do you think about private healthcare in Australia? It's quite troubling and stuff. And she's just like, okay, it's 12 o'clock. We should be going to lunch now. She doesn't want to talk about that stuff. They also have large groups of friends that they talk to for about 40 seconds each and just move in and out. And I hate doing that.
Yeah.
And that's because I am a director, which is basically that. It's more or less just testosterone pumping through your brain. And it pretty much makes you have autism. You just get really interested in a couple of subjects. And you just like having a couple of friends, which is just me. I'm just a lone wolf. I like talking to two people. If that was it, if it was just me in the woods, which is what it is. That is my life. I am in the woods with one friend that I talk to. And like I just sit there researching very specific niche subjects my entire life. And then going to people and just being like, can I have some money for... I've done a lot of work.
I've spent like 24 hours researching private health insurance, and like I don't have health insurance, so I know it's bad. Speaking of,
we're doing a Patreon call out at the end. Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
But we are, yeah. So that's just, and I think you're the same, Ali, because you're exactly the same. I can do or not do talking to people. I can do without that. But my primary inclination is to always sit there and research a topic. That's what I... As soon as I wake up first thing in the morning, it's just like, piss, go read.
Mm.
That's it. And then you're the same person. That's what happens when you're high in testosterone. They're called directors. and in relationships, basically they like talking about heady intellectual subjects. So ideally they should be paired with somebody who's high in estrogen. And it's true. I was talking to the bartender the other day at the Blue Fox where Miss Love works. And also Miss Love's definitely high in estrogen as well. Really cares about other people's emotions. I don't give a fuck about that. Never says anything blunt, is always trying to lift the mood and the spirit of things, has a really imaginative mind. He likes going deep on subjects, but he doesn't like researching them, which is exactly your classic 1950s setup of the guy coming home and being, you just wouldn't guess the Attridge's report. It was saying that air conditioners are going to be a new thing, and then be like, oh, that's amazing, sweetheart. That sounds, what's an air conditioner? Oh, that's, wow, that's so good. People that are high in estrogen like talking to people one-on-one. They like understanding one person at a time, whereas people that are builders just like going to like parties and having, they're networkers. They're natural networkers, which is what my girlfriend is. So good at doing that. So ruthlessly efficient at setting goals and achieving them. The examples that they were giving was somebody who is a builder in history is George Washington. Extremely loyal. Was kind of annoyed when he became president. He kind of just wanted to be general and then go back to tending to his farm. And he hosted something, I can't remember, something like 2,000 guests over the span of 8 years. People that would just walk past his house, he'd be like, come on in, long stranger, and talk to them, apparently. He was also very even-keeled. Nothing would upset him except when he'd write out the daily minutes and then people would read them and go, oh, well, yeah, I'm just going to clean my musket gun instead. And then he just, hang this man.
Capital punishment for this man.
He'd freak out when people weren't following his plans, which is a classic trait of the builder. It's the same thing with Chu. She just rang me up then. She's pissy at me now because I said that I'd be home at 1 and it's now 2 p.m. I'm going to have hell to pay when I get back as a result of this. Dang. That's the thing that annoys them. The thing that annoys people that are high in testosterone is pretty much everything, except for the things that they like talking about. That's about it.
Yeah, that's me.
We are both high in testosterone, which is why Miss Love is such a welcome, refreshing breath of fresh air on this podcast, because he sits there and goes, oh, that's lovely, Ali. And, oh, Jordan, did you research that yourself? What an amazing picture of a horse.
Have I ever told you that you're amazing? Yeah. You can do all of this shit.
They like talking. They like... It's that classic thing. You know the divide in psychology of women like people, men like things? Yeah. That's the divide between testosterone and estrogen. 20% of males have high estrogen, where something like 36% have a high in estrogen. When it comes to builders, I think it's 23% of the population. It's pretty even keel between men and women. The other one is dopamine. Now, these are people like our friend, I'm not going to say his name, but you know the one that I was talking to you about, and he woke up and on the middle of a highway in a golf buggy that he stole from a golf course, and he was so trashed he didn't remember getting to the M4 and being on a bridge. It's a miracle that he was alive.
Holy shit,
you don't remember this story? Yeah. Okay, sorry, just as a quick side note, he woke up, because this is his life. His life is just party, dude, and like, oh, I just fucked another chick, and she's angry that I was fucking another chick, man. What's that about? It's all a party, man. Dopamine people are the people that are really into clubbing. They're really into sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Anything of quick stimulation, up for that.
Yeah.
Love it. They're really susceptible to addictive behaviors. So gambling, alcohol, drugs, all up for that, which is this guy. He looks like he's 40. He's 29. He's fucked 300 women. At a conservative estimate, probably. Had sex with a lot of men, even though he's not gay, just because I just want to see what it was like. One of those guys. And so he woke up one day. There's so many good stories of this guy. But one day he woke up on the M4 in a buggy that he stole from a music festival. It said security on it, from a security guard on the middle of a highway. So he could have fallen off the edge. It was one of those bridges where it just goes to like a 50-meter drop. And he's like, ah. And so he kept driving, bloodshot eyes, this is incredible, went into a suburban area, knocked on this guy's door, peeking from all the drugs that he was taking, going, "You got to help me, man. I've got a buggy. I don't know where I am. It's a security. I don't even remember stealing it, man. I don't know what to do." You know what's incredible? The guy said, "Don't worry, mate. Come with me." And he took him to the woods, doused the buggy in kerosene, threw a match on it.
Whoa.
And gave him a lift home.
Talk about attracting people like yourself.
I know. I know.
What are the odds? And so
he said, "Why are you helping me?" And he goes, "Mate, I was young once."
Such a heartwarming story, but so fucked. So he's high in dopamine.
Clearly high in dopamine.
Clearly
high in dopamine. Dopamine makes you extremely creative. It makes you very hard to focus. It makes you the life of the party. The real cardinal sin with these people is to bore them.
Mm.
Which is why they're really into high stimulation activities. Usually they're daredevils. Someone else who's like that is Tom Cruise. They're those kind of people. John F. Kennedy was like that, which is why we got so close to nuclear obliteration. Because, you know, like in the very serious Cuban Missile Crisis, you're like, "Well, why don't we just go all out then? Why not?"
Why we go all-
Another one is Trump. Again, you can tell because he just gets bored of conversations extremely easy. And he's like, "You're still talking about that?"
Yeah, I've moved on. I'm fixing bigger and better issues now.
And then the last one. Oh, yeah. So that's all four of them. And what are some other traits of negotiators, which is empathy? Another example of someone who is a negotiator. Helen Fisher was talking about it where she was going, everyone was so worked up that Hillary Clinton wasn't the first female prime minister, president. But we already had our first female president. It was Bill Clinton. And he is. He's a woman.
Well, he was full of estrogen.
Or no. Really empathetic. Everyone that ever meets him is always just like, that is a quality guy. Everyone that meets Hillary Clinton is always like, what a cunt. But Bill Clinton is an excellent campaigner. He obviously knows his stuff because he was the president of the United States. He's obviously extremely well versed. It's not like these things completely dictate what you're going to do with your life. It's just like what your proclivities are. So he said to so Hillary Clinton is clearly high in testosterone, and that's why that relationship has kind of worked so well over the years. But Bill Clinton, everybody that meets him. I can't remember which congressman it was. It was something like Rick Starr or something in the 90s. And he was saying, "I hate Bill Clinton for every moment of every day except for that 5 minutes when I'm talking to Bill Clinton."
Damn, that's a that's a good-ass compliment.
Isn't
or payout. I don't know. We can be... But wait, okay. I actually like want to ask you about... another theory from that book that I was reading, Sex, Time, and Power.
Go.
Okay. So this guy, he's not some dumb shit. Like I'm not going to get into his research, but he gives evidence for his theory. So he says that just about when humans started to stand upright and move to the grasslands, like around when we were Homo erectus, there was a bottleneck in evolution, which was that more women were dying in childbirth than we're surviving, which eventually means we're gonna go extinct. And he's saying that those are usually the critical moments when you either go extinct or you adapt and you turbocharge your evolution in a way. So anyways, so the way he is arguing that the way they figured out that they can avoid it is that they put two and two together, which is that childbirth may lead to me dying. Now, this might sound really obvious at this point, but think of animals. They don't realize that sort of stuff. They'll have sex because our whole our genes are just constantly telling us procreate, have babies. That's how you survive. The fact that they realize that not having kids is actually helpful for survival was a revolutionary idea. So when he said that women started regulating sex, and what that did in turn was that women need heaps of iron, if you're not having babies, then you're having periods, which is one way you lose iron. He's also saying, you know, like, if you ever seen, like, an animal give birth, just after they give birth, they eat all of the shit that's, like, the blood.
The placenta.
Yeah, they eat all of that, right? Now, humans don't do that, but that's critical for what a woman needs at the time. With breast milk, they're losing iron. Anyways, so he's saying that this allowed them to survive, but this also gave them a deficiency of iron, which was extremely important for brains to develop. So what they did, so he's kind of arguing that men are just like pawns for women. So the way society got structured after that was that women would send men to go and hunt and bring them meat. He's also arguing that for that reason, it's more difficult for women to be vegetarians than for men to be vegetarians.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if that's even true, but he's saying that it's much, much harder for women to be vegetarians.
And yeah, it's next on my reading list. I've got to read that book.
He was also saying that there's heaps of iron in vegetables, like spinach or some shit. But he's saying that but he was saying like our bodies can't convert that iron into basically brain juice.
Brain juice.
So he was saying that we need meat for that.
Right.
Which is why we started depending on meat heaps.
Mm.
His entire conclusion, and he even like gives like a biblical example of it. So he's saying that, because he's basically arguing that women's sexuality shaped society. Like women are the real deal. Men aren't. Men just were, because they were forced to go out into the world and bring meat for them. The society has developed in a way where we became materialistic and we eventually give more importance to men.
Well, a lot of primate societies kind of, it's the same thing. You can see it on the intelligence bell curve as well, right? There's just most women lay in the center of the intelligence bell curve, and then guys, it's either they're way smarter than women or way dumber
than women. Yeah.
And so it's kind of this, you see it in all the chimp societies as well, where there's just one alpha male who's really good at networking and very political, and he needs the female's support to get him to that position.
Yeah.
And then there's all these useless guys out there that they use as hunters as well.
Mm.
But it's so bad to hunt monkeys. Something so vicious about something that's even less removed from a monkey than we are hunting a smaller monkey. But anyway, we should probably get out of here. Yeah. Before we do, we've got an exciting announcement, which is give us some money. we're starting a Patreon account because we love doing this podcast. We want to start doing more of them, and we want to start making more quality content, which means that we kind of want to free up Miss Love and Ali to research things more so that we can give you, the customer, more value.
Yeah, and we might actually, if we can get some decent dough from this, what we can, like, I'm just gonna, like, because at the moment I'm just slaving away at like two jobs, so I could just actually, like,
yeah, and also just being at your Pakistani restaurant and bowing to people, and then they say, how much do you get paid for this? $15 an hour. Oh, I don't take anything, this is a family thing.
Yeah. They always go, dude, one of the guys that came yesterday, he's from work, so I did like dance from 9 to 5, and then after like 9 to 4, and then after that I went to the restaurant, and then I had to like drive to Lithgow late at night. So he was like, oh, but you started with me, what time are you gonna finish? I'm like 11. He's like, oh, so you have like a huge work day. And I was like, nah, I'm actually going to drive to Lithgow after this.
I know. The work ethic of you is insane. You deserve to be paid for it, and I'm not going to give you a dime. You, the audience, give Ali a dime.
So, yeah.
But the thing is, as a result of this, here's how the payment structure is going to work. Here's your crap prizes that we're barely, if ever, going to deliver upon. So the first one is, you know, the first, just $1 an episode. Excellent. Thank you so much for that, but nothing for you. Second, you get early access to the episode. Third, if you give us like a $3 an episode, Ali will take your requests for a subject and we will make a small mini pod on the most requested for each week.
Yeah, I'll be...
And then after that, you're just giving money because you're a good person.
Yeah, and also we could like... we could
busking. E-busking.
E-busking. What and we could actually do... And something that I'd love to do is like do more podcasts. That way, we can actually like do, we don't have to make it like once a week thing. And at this point, it's not even once a week. It comes like it's irregular as hell. That way, we can actually maybe pump out like maybe two a week. Because
you can focus on it.
Yeah, because I can focus on it. So
this is really like kids convincing their parents that it is a good investment to buy a Super Soaker, isn't it? So, yeah, that's what we want. Money from you. Give it to us. But on top of that, thank you for listening. We really value you, but don't be a cheap cunt. We'll see you next week, guys.
See ya.